Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered medium here in Lilydale, and you're listening to Lilydale Radio. And every week, I usually have a special guest on, and we talk about different spiritual topics relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And it's a great opportunity for you all to take part in our spiritual conversation. If you wish, you can call in. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So you can tune in on my Facebook page, which is Willa White Medium. And you can also tune in for an audio version on blogtalkradio.com/lilydaleradio. So there are two ways to listen in if you wish. And good morning to everyone. And I have today as my special guest, Neil Zepkowski. So thanks for being on the show,
and
Neil.
And thank you very much for inviting me, Willa.
I'm really excited about today's topic, which is Native American spirituality. And we do have a Native American week coming up for the summer season, and I thought it would be great to have Neil on. He is current president of the Lilydale Assembly.
Grand Poobah, here I am.
Grand Poobah. He only needs the hat. And he's wearing the Lilydale shirt, and that's wonderful.
Yes. Always got to be proud of Lilydale.
Absolutely.
It is an enchanting place.
It is. It's very, very special. And Neil is also a Lilydale registered medium. And on top of all of that, he is also a medical doctor. So, I don't know how
family doctor.
Yeah, I don't know how you fit
and
all that.
And a minister.
And
so
a working
we can,
minister.
Let's see, we can birth him, baptize him, marry him, and bury him.
he's one-stop shopping right there. Which is really wonderful. I know people appreciate you in every one of those areas.
I take great pleasure in serving people.
You do. And you keep an extremely full schedule.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know how you keep it all straight. And, especially with a lot of the Native American things that you're involved with.
Yes.
And as far as getting started in Native American spirituality, when did that start for you?
Well, that's an interesting story if I can go through it.
Sure.
I came to Lilydale actually when I was a teenager in high school, and I had my first reading. I was raised in a Catholic school, and as a teenager you wonder about, is there really, heaven and hell, and is there threatening us to be good boys and girls, So I came to Lilydale for a reading. I had a reading with a man, Tom Bartlett, who's now in spirit, and he brought through my uncle Frank by description, by name, and I thought, wow, if this is so, he's got to be really still existing, which proves that there's an afterlife, and or that he had a great trick. And I thought, well, if he has a great trick, I want to learn that trick.
Yeah.
So I started taking classes and eventually found there was no trick. It was true. There's an afterlife and spirits communicate. And so I studied mediumship when I went to college. After high school, I studied mediumship in college. And my teacher was Penny Donovan, who is part Native American Apache.
Oh, okay.
And she, after 20 years of being a medium, studying at, during college and medical school, she said, oh, you've got to go to Bear Butte, the sacred mountain of the Lakota Sioux, as well as the Cheyenne. And Bear Butte is it's a mountain that is north of Rapid City, near Sturgis, which is a big bike rally place, actually, from Sturgis.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, lots of bikes around there on Bike Week, Sturgis, South Dakota. She says, you've got to go there. You can feel the presence of spirits. You can hear them whispering in the breezes. So we made a little pilgrimage to Bear Butte.
And you can hear that over the thunder of the motorcycles.
Well, yeah, we didn't go during the motor. Actually, Bear Butte is a state park in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in September. And the park closes beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, and we knew that the natives have a sacred ceremonial grounds there where they had sweat lodges, and I'd really not heard too much about what the sweat lodge was or anything. Mm-hmm. So, but we asked the park ranger if we could camp on this grounds. This was sort of last night in South Dakota after going to a whole bunch of Native American things and touring Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there. And we settled out in our campground, and as just after sunset, we heard this, what we call a resmobile. They're kind of a rickety car that comes up to the parking lot, and a bunch of people were talking. And near us, they were making a fire. I said to Penny, I said, we'll never get any sleep. Let's join them. So we got out of our sleeping bags, and here they are making a fire. It was a medicine person, his apprentice, a firekeeper, and a couple of kids. And I said, well, you know, they're putting stones in the fire. I mean, what are you doing putting rocks in the fire? Well, we're going to have a sweat lodge. And there was a sweat lodge frame. I said, oh, that's what that frame is for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come? You want to join us? I thought, yeah, you know, we'll do this, you know. So we went in the sweat lodge, and, you know, there's this, Waynona was this, their 8-year-old girl that was in the lodge with them. And I'm watching these red-hot stones being brought into this little structure, which is basically a frame of saplings covered over with blankets.
Yeah.
So, like a little kid's house, actually, you know, how they make the blankets on the table.
A fort.
Yeah, a fort, yeah. So anyway, it's all covered up, and these red-hot stones are coming in, and I'm going, oh, my God, you know, this. And then they start pouring water on the stones, and it's getting hot, and I'm going, oh, I'm going to die in here.
Yeah.
And this little 8-year-old must have picked up my thoughts, because I feel this tug on my T-shirt, because I wore a T-shirt in there. She goes, lie down. So I lay down.
Yeah.
Of course, it's cooler near the ground.
It definitely
all
is.
All the steam was coming up hot. So I laid down. That was Sweat Lodge 101 survival I learned that day. And I learned how to say the words that the Lakota, these people were from Rosebud, and they came up to Bear Butte to do the ceremony. And if there are people around, they invite them. So I was invited in.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a wonderful ceremony. He was teaching songs to his apprentice, and I just felt like I had heard these songs before. They felt familiar.
They resonated
I've done this. This is familiar. Something about this. So they left after the sweat lodge ceremony, and I'm trying to sleep. In the meantime, having been a medium for 20 years, I'm used to spirit coming and overshadowing me or talking to me, you know, my mind, because spirit doesn't come and talk in your ear. They talk in your head.
In the audio receptors.
For instance, people say, well, what's clairaudience? They say, well, do you know what Jingle Bell sounds like? And they say, yeah, I can almost hear it in my head, even though you don't hear it. So that's how I heard
perfect
this talking.
Description,
and said, okay, now you do lodges. And I'm going to the spirit marketing. Well, I didn't get their name and number for an apprentice, you know, the trainer. I don't know how to do these things. They say, no, you do them now. Now, in medical school, we have a joke. And some of them don't get nervous, but in medical school, when a student learns, you have to take every opportunity to learn. So what we do is we call see one, do one, teach one. So you see a procedure in medical school, then you do it, and then after you've done it once, you teach it.
Yeah.
And you see one, do one, teach one. So I'm going, well, I saw one lodge, but I don't know anything. And, you know, spirit can talk, but, you know, you always doubt. And so it's not like a conversation with you, like you and I are having.
Right.
It's a feeling. It's a clairaudience. It's a thinking. And there's a doubt there. So I said to Spirit, you know, I saw one, but I don't know about doing one. I didn't get his name and number. And then the Spirit said, we will teach you. And I'm going, well,
beautiful.
I don't know about this teaching stuff, you know, and I don't trust them all the time. I have to verify. So,
sure.
So they said, well, we'll give you 3 books. I'm going, there's books on this? I didn't know. So that was our last night in South Dakota. And the next day before we went to the airport, we stopped by the Sioux Trading Post, which is a bookstore, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the books. And it's like I couldn't take my eyes off 3 books. And they all had to do with Sweat Lodge.
Beautiful.
One of them was instructions on how to build it,
mm-hmm.
what prayers to say, how the directions are arranged, you know, kind of a description of the ceremony.
Sure.
I thought, son of a gun. And, of course, I thought, coincidence, you know, this is coincidence. So I came home, and I had some land, which is 4 miles away where I live today.
I've been there. It's beautiful.
And I argued with Spirit. I said, you know, this is coincidence. I really don't. I said, why? I'm just a white guy. I'm not even an American. I don't know any medicine people. Why me? They said, you're the only one in the area, and there's no time to bring anyone else out. All right, all right, all right. Then I said to them, because they're talking in my mind, you know, and
sure.
I'm thinking, I said, you know, if you really want me to do this, I need a physical sign. I need something concrete.
Yes.
So I'm walking around the property that I had out there, which is a whole other story. It was basically gifted to me from Spirit. I got 13 acres of land within a five-mile radius of Lilydale for $8,000, which is what I asked for in 1988, and I got it at a tax auction. So I had this land. And I said, well, you know, I had a vision, actually. I was walking around, and there was an area that was kind of clear from trees, and I thought, there is a fire, a central fire here, and there's a circle of trees, and there's a lodge facing the fire in each of the four directions. I had this vision. I know where it came from, Spirit.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I said, okay, Spirit, I said, if you really want me to do this, and I was thinking about it there, I said, maybe I could do it here, but I need a sign. I need a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I'm walking there thinking, and right exactly where I had envisioned the fire pit were two beautiful great horned owl feathers, tail feathers.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going, oh, wow. And I thought, now wait a minute, because this is Lakota Lodge that I learned. But I said, now the Crow Indians, which happened to be enemies of the Lakota, but anyway, another story. I said, the Crow Indians, owl feathers are a bad omen, so you really don't want me to do this.
Oh.
So if you really want me to do this, I need another sign.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because so, I'm arguing. So the next day I...
That rational mind takes over.
It
you
is
know?
Awful. So the next day I'm walking exactly in the same spot is a single hawk feather, the beautiful big hawk feather, exactly in the same spot. And I'm going... Wow, I guess you do want me to do
yeah,
it.
What are the chances of
that?
But
I thought, maybe I need a third sign. As I thought that, I looked to the west, and above the trees were gathering storm clouds. And I hear this voice, you know, like a St. Clair audience, you know, jingle bells you hear in your head.
Sure.
I heard this voice in my head say, don't push us. I'll do this.
You're really
what?
Making them work.
Honest to God.
Right through their hoops,
so,
you know? Oh.
So I got the fire pit, I cleared the area, I built a sweat lodge facing west. And why facing west? A lot of sweat lodges, the door faced east.
Mm.
But the first lodge I ever did faced west. And the spirit guidance said, face it west. So I faced this lodge west, I built it.
Mm-hmm.
My father helped me. He didn't know what I was doing, but we cut saplings, we tied them, we made this little hut, you know. And then I didn't know any ceremonial songs, so I made some up in English. And I invited Jan Cook, who is a resident here in Lilydale, and Judy and Carol, who were my neighbors across the street on Buffalo Street at the time, and a few other people. And now this Bear Butte visit happened in late September. So by late October, I think it was October 28th or 29th, 1990, we did this lodge. And we crunched across the frosted grass, and we go into this lodge with our shorts on, you know, stuff. But it was good. That was my very first lodge. And interestingly enough, after that, just coincidentally, things fell into place. I went to a lodge building workshop in Dallas, New Mexico with Wallace Black Elk and Bear Hart, who did workshops here, an elder Native American, and learned some songs, some sweat lodge songs in Lakota. And then, so in that was 1990. In 1991, I did sweat lodges at my house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Spirit said, now teach them in Lilydale. So I went before the board of directors and I asked permission to build a lodge on Lilydale land and to teach sweat lodges and to do sweat lodges here in Lilydale. So the first sweat lodge building workshop was in Lilydale. It was a preseason workshop, and we're having a preseason building workshop this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a anyway, in Lilydale, it was cold and rainy. It was like 45 degrees. It was June 20-something in 1992. That was our first lodge building. And interestingly enough, in that building workshop, and then, of course, we've had lodges ever since, somebody in that first workshop, we were doing the sweat lodge ceremony, and they had a vision of a black bear coming into the lodge with a yellow spot on its back. Now, there is such a bear in this planet, and it's called a sun bear.
Oh.
And at the time, Sumbear was a Native American teacher who had organized a lot of teachings around Native American ceremonies, mm-hmm. and he had passed about 3 days, or he was sick, and I didn't know this, but he had passed actually 4 days before the lodge building workshop. So I thought, oh my God, this is a Sun Bear. I wonder if it's his spirit here.
Yeah.
And it was a four, which is a sacred number. 4 days after his passing, there he was in the lodge. Now, Sun Bear came to Lilydale once, several years before this, but.
What a
so
great
that's,
story.
That's a story.
I love that.
And then and another interesting thing, I mean, and here we are doing lodges in Lilydale, just like Spirit asked me, and we've been mm-hmm. doing lodges ever since, except around 2001, I believe it was, I'm driving to Lilydale from my house, which is 4 miles away, and I had the sweat lodge covers and all the equipment for the lodge. And on the way down Dale Drive, which goes along the lake before Lilydale, I get this download. It's called a download from Spirit. You just get a knowingness.
Yes.
And the download came and said, don't do lodges next year. And I'm going, after all this and all these years,
yes.
you told me you don't want them done next year. And I'm thinking, how odd is that for a feeling? So I thought, okay. And I told my partner at the time, I said, you know, Spirit doesn't want us to do lodges here next year. And then they said, and we'll tell you when to do them again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a miraculous story, I have to say, the background of this. Anyway, and when you do them, you will do them in the original spot. Now, I mentioned in 1992, we chose a spot near the beach. It was wonderful, near the lake.
Right.
You get out of the lodge, you're hot, you go dive into the lake
yeah.
and cool off. It's like a sauna, and then you go roll in the snow,
yes.
except this is the lodge, and you go cool off in the lake. And we picked a spot. Spirit showed me where, and we picked it. Well, during that first summer, 1992, the spot, even though it's on the Lilydale Beach,
mm-hmm.
was part of a leasehold of somebody's land.
Oh.
I had a lot down there. So in the middle of summer, this guy comes down really upset saying, you're on my land. I said, this is Lilydale Beach. We have board permission. And he said, no, the leasehold. So he showed me, he actually made a rope barrier where his lease boundary was, and we were just on the other side of it.
Right.
And he said, but, you know, you got it set up. You've been doing, half the summer already before he realized it.
Right.
He said, so I'll let you finish the summer, but next year you can't do it. So the year after that, we moved it closer to the dock. And we had it there for many years. So that's 92. And I think it was 2001 I get this download. And it says, don't do lodges next year. We'll tell you when to do them. And when you do, it will be at the original spot. And I'm going, okay, that's a leasehold. You know, we can't do that.
What's the likelihood of that?
Now, when Spirit gives you a message like that,
mm-hmm.
and it's important, they will give you, like they did with me, physical signs where mm-hmm. there is no question. So I'm, of course, questioning, what's this download after all this effort?
Yeah.
So we did a lodge that day. Now, that year, we built a lodge, and people were complaining because the lodge should be the height that you crawl into and you sit down, and you can't stand up in it. Well, this lodge was built so that you could almost stand up in it. So people would duck down in the door and then stand up and walk around to their place, you know, and it's supposed to be lower. People were complaining the lodge was too high. So anyway, that night, after I got this download, some kids went and they pulled the lodge up out of the dirt and threw it on top of the beach house there.
Oh, no.
So the next morning, there's the lodge sitting on top of the beach house. I'm going, okay, I guess Spirit was serious. So, but the lodge is so well built, it's woven like a basket.
Mm-hmm.
So we took it down and it was still lodge shape.
Yeah.
We simply took lopers, cut 1 foot off the bottom of each of the sticks, put it exactly, because the holes were still there where it was, put it exactly in where it belonged, and it was the perfect height lodge for the rest of the summer.
Wonderful.
So then the next summer, we didn't have a lodge building workshop. We didn't have any lodges.
Mm-hmm.
The summer after that, we didn't have any lodge building or workshops. And then Spirit said, okay, now it's time. This is December when we're getting the program ready. They said, okay, for the next year, I think it was 2003 or 4, it's okay to do lodges. And I'm going, well, I said, you know, this is a leasehold. It was not going to be where you said it's going to be. Oh, yes, it will. Of course, I'm arguing with Spirit.
Sure.
But I have faith because after all this, I have to have faith. Okay, we'll put it in the program. So I wrote it, and I didn't write where it would be. I just thought, well, you know, people will probably think it's in the normal place.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't say anything, even though Spirit said it would be in the same place. I didn't say anything. Spirit plays chicken with you sometimes when they tell you these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, here comes the workshop. the month before this was supposed to happen, that house was sold and that particular part of the leasehold went back to Lilydale. So we were able to do it in the original spot. So we did it.
Wow.
And the fire pit was in its original place from like 10 years ago and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We put the fire pit there. By that time, the tree, which it was near, had grown bigger, 10 years.
Sure.
And so the fire began to scorch the little branches that were overhanging the fire. So I, you know, people were upset, you know, you're ruining the little tree. And I said to the spirit, look, we, you know, the tree huggers are here and we can't have this here next year. And so here it goes. Okay, all right, we'll show you where to put it.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, show me where to put it. But it has to be on the beach. Yeah, we'll show you where on the beach. So it just so happened that year there was another Native workshop called a medicine wheel building workshop.
Mm.
David, I can't remember his name, but he did a medicine wheel in Lilydale. So after all this happened, I'm walking by the medicine wheel. He chose the place near the beach where the medicine wheel was. So I'm walking past. At the end of season, there's the medicine wheel, and Spirit said, that's where we want the lodge, where the medicine wheel was built, and that's where it's been ever since, on the medicine wheel site, which is on the beach.
Well, I know you work very intuitively in much of your life as a medium, but just in the everyday life sense. And I think it's also about paying attention to symbols, because the language of Spirit is symbols.
Absolutely.
And so Native American is just, it's all about symbolism.
Absolutely.
You know, here's what the turtle means. Here's what the bear means.
Well, in fact, yes. I mean, the turtle, and they call it a turtle lodge. If you think about a sweat lodge, it's the shape of a turtle.
Yes.
The entrance is the head, or you can, and the fire pit is out in front of the entrance. So they call it the shape of a turtle, which is also the shape of the womb of Mother Earth. So it represents the womb of Mother Earth symbol.
Beautiful.
The fire is the activating masculine principle.
Mm-hmm.
The stone people, we call them stone people.
Mm-hmm.
The stones are one of the most ancient individualizations of Mother Earth's creatures.
Mm.
So Mother Earth was molten. As it cooled, the stone people are very ancient.
Yeah.
So we say that when we put the stone people into the fire, the activating principle, we're painting their faces red, which activates them so that they can share the ancient knowledge of Mother Earth and why we came here as spirits to Mother Earth.
Right. And it kind of goes to an elemental place, too,
because
of this.
The fire, earth, air, fire, and water. The fire activates the stone people, which come into the lodge. In the center of the lodge, there's a pit called the Stone People's Pit,
mm-hmm.
which stands for the heart of Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour water on the stone. So we have earth, stone people, fire, the heat,
mm-hmm.
water,
mm-hmm.
which then becomes air, the steam. Okay, so earth, air, fire, and water. All the elements are involved in there. And they say that the sacred water, the Miniwichoni, the sacred water is poured on the stone people, which then create a sacred breath, which then touches us in a sacred way to bring us memories and teachings about why we walk this path on Mother Earth.
Well, I've been in lodges with you before, and you do such a beautiful job. You can really feel the sacred energy in a lodge with Neil.
You can feel the spirits come in, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come in.
And, you know, I have to ask, is that something that would be considered normal in a sweat lodge not associated with Lilydale, per se? Do Native Americans talk about spirit entering into the lodge with them as far as their loved ones and spirit? Is like when you did the Lakota thing.
Absolutely. When you there's ceremonial songs that are sung in a lodge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The first song usually is called a four-direction song. Actually, it's six directions. If you think of the four directions and then above and below, there's six directions.
Yes, yes.
And so you sing a song and it says, there's two ways to, there's several four-direction song variations, but the translation in English is, look to the west, your grandfather is sitting in that direction, or the helper spirits are in that direction. Pray to them, pray to them. They're sitting and paying attention to what you're praying.
Mm-hmm.
Or another version of the song says, look to the west, in that direction you have relatives. Look to them, they're going to work with you. And then you go to the east and the north and, you know, all the directions.
Sure.
So that's the first song they sing in a lodge. The second song is called Wichaki Chopi Olon, which means spirit invitation song.
Mm-hmm.
So the second song, you are inviting the spirits into the lodge to listen to your prayers and work with you. So, yes.
Nice.
There's a whole ceremony, series of songs that we sing in the lodge.
That are specifically geared for that.
Exactly. And no two lodges are ever alike. Just like
that's true.
You know,
that's
snowflakes.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though the same leader... or same, we call them a water pourer. They leave the lodge, and a nice way to put it is, I'm going to pour water, which means I'm going to coordinate or lead the sweat lodge ceremony. So we have a lot of water pourers. I used to be the only one in Lilydale, but as people learned and took the workshops, you know, you let them pour water as well, let them lead. So so this year we have a whole schedule in the booklet.
If you really want to take a look at that.
Yeah. It tells you what days the sweat lodges are, who's pouring the water, who's the leader. I will be a helper at most of those lodges, and I am pouring one, which is a morning lodge. Most of the lodges are in the evening, but I like to do a morning lodge. It's a beautiful, sacred time of day to do a lodge.
Yeah. And it's page 11, if anybody needs to know that, for the open sweat lodges. And you'll have different people who are scheduled for that. And it says that you need to be there early. It's not a reservation kind of thing.
We start the fire about 2 hours before the lodge is scheduled. Most lodges start, let's say, at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's so, we'll start the fire at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have so many people wanting to do the lodge. The lodge can only fit maximum two rows, maximum 23 people.
Yeah.
So we have a sign-up list.
And that's tight.
So
you're going to be touching.
People will sign up, but once the list gets to be 23 people, you know, people wander down at like 5 minutes before a lodge, and it's already filled. If they do want to do a lodge, a lot of times we end up doing a second lodge right after the first lodge.
Mm-hmm.
So if the first lodge is at 7, we'll do a second lodge at around 9,
mm-hmm.
and we'll bring the people in because the ceremony will last about 2 hours unless we have a long-winded lodge porter, which can happen. You know, but usually about 2 hours later, we have a second sign. 1 year we had so much interest on one particular day in the lodge, we had 3 lodges in a row. Because and people would stay. We had a lodge that started around.
You had enough rocks for that purpose?
Well, we have a pile of stones, so we got them ready, and we had them. As soon as one lodge, the stones were in, we put the next stones in for the next lodge.
In the past, when I've done a lodge, I like to be on the inner circle. I like to be right up close to the stones.
Yeah,
because I'm one of those people. But most people like the back row.
Exactly,
and they're waiting for the door to open.
Yeah.
But it's at a time, I really feel like you go inward. And yes, you're listening to the lodge, the water pour, but you're kind of going inward and kind of going into that place of strength.
Yes.
To sustain you for, you know, kind of breathing a certain way.
When you're, if you've never been in a lodge, the first impulse, and I had it in that way, I'm thinking, I'm going to die. But there was an 8-year-old there. I mean, there's an 8-year-old, and I almost like, how can they do that, you know? So I thought, well, she's been through a lot of lodges.
I went into lodges when I was a child,
did
too.
You? Oh, my gosh. So, you know, anyway, the first impulse is, oh, my God. So then the Lakota say, look, if you have that fear, which you overcome, which is very self-empowering, if you have that fear, they say, pray harder.
Yes,
and then if it's still not working, think about the person on your right and the person on your left is undergoing the same thing you are.
Yeah.
Pray for them.
Yeah.
And if you still have to get out, then you pray, I need to get out.
And what an amazing symbol to carry on when you come out of the lodge, that idea of pray harder for yourself and pray harder for the other people.
Yes.
You know, it's not just something that should be centralized in the lodge, only.
Yeah.
Something you take outward.
It's something you take out on your sacred walk.
Mm-hmm.
And the other interesting things, you know, the lodge is full of symbolism. I could go on for longer than I already have. But, you know, the lodge is the womb of Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And you are reborn in a way. So in a way, it's like a baptism. It's a cleansing. It's a cleansing ritual.
And you feel cleansed with that sweat.
Oh, yeah. It's a cleansing sweat. No need to shower after that, you know. A lot of people like the sweat. They just sleep on that and feel refreshed the next day.
And that's just how they do it.
And you get this sweat lodge glow, I call it, after you come out. You know,
you're glistening.
Yeah, you are.
And, you know, when it comes to Native American spirituality, it seems that Lilydale has a lot of ties to that anyway.
Absolutely.
Because Casadega is known as, what is it, water beneath the stones?
Water beneath the stones.
So.
And there's a lot of mounds that are still here.
Sacred mounds.
They're not really advertised. When you come to Lilydale, there is, coming off Route 60 down Dale Drive, there's a little place where there's water that flows under the road near a little cabin there that used to be. Lilydale is actually located on an island. It's Turn Island. It's surrounded by swamp and creeks and lakes. And that one place, you wouldn't realize it's an island because the road goes over there, but it would have been a waterway from some of the wet marshes into the Casadega Lake.
Mm-hmm.
That was filled to make that road from Indian Mounds and Casadega before they realized the significance of them. You know, back in the 1800s,
they didn't know.
Convenient mound dirt.
And that wasn't a travel route originally for people. There was just a little footpath through that. It was not a road.
Yeah.
People would come in across the bridge.
There were steamboats, actually. There were two steamboats on the lake back then, and they would boat you over.
Yeah.
But they did use mound dirt to fill that in. There are still mounds. There's a house built across the lake on a mound and some of the dikes there.
Casadega Lake.
It used to be a significant place here in Lilydale for the Native Americans.
Well, I have some callers I want to take and see what kind of questions they have about Native American spirituality or comments they have about things. So I'm going to take caller ending in 7396. Again, caller ending in 7396. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Ashia, calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. What was your question? Comment about Native spirituality, Native American spirituality.
What kind of question do I have to relate to?
Well, our topic today is Native American spirituality, and we've been talking about Native ceremonies.
Yeah, Native traditions.
Did you have
particularly Lakota, since I was exposed to that first?
Right. That's our topic for today. Are you wanting to ask a question or comment about that?
Well, I guess I had a question about my job, but, I do have some, I guess, I don't know, Native American, I don't know. Lately I've been finding feathers.
No.
I said I had a question about my job, but you said we had to talk about Native Americans.
Yes, that's our topic.
We're not doing readings. Sorry, no readings.
Yeah.
So if you're on the phone wanting a reading, that's another time.
Yes.
I thought it said reading and medium.
No, I don't do that on the show.
Yeah, this show is different from a lot of shows.
Yes.
So the readings aren't done on this one.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. I'll take our next caller, which is 4252, ending in 4252. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I was just listening for, information. I find it fascinating. I want to find a lodge and around me and see, or perhaps visit Lilydale one day. I am in New York, so it wouldn't be.
You are in New York State or closer to the city?
Closer to the city. Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of lodges in the Catskills. I was just in Pine Bush, New York. I don't know where Pine Bush is in relation to you, but we had a beautiful lodge there. We had an Indian medicine man from Wyoming who came and did lodge ceremonies there, and we also had some other Uipi and Lowampi ceremonies, which we didn't get into yet because we've been talking about sweat lodges. But
sure.
There's a bunch of lodges that are there in the Catskills.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. I will check that out.
Yeah, if you email me at docneal at Mac, like the computer, mac.com, I should be able to put you in touch with people closer to the city there. Just email me your name and where you're, exactly what city or village you're near, and I can maybe get you some information on that.
Well, thank you so much. That's very gracious of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in today. Have a good rest of your day.
It's an interesting thing. Once you find out about sweat lodges and are connected with one, there's a whole community that kind of knows who's doing what.
Right.
I mean, here in this area, we have a sweat lodge in Lilydale.
Sure.
There's lodges at my house. There's a lodge in Kennedy, New York. There's one in Jamestown, New York. So it's like, oh, my God.
Neil has his finger on the pulse.
I do.
Not just as a doctor. So that is definitely true. I'm going to take caller ending in 3323. And ending in 3323. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you have a question for us today American spirituality?
Yeah, I just wanted to share something with you guys, actually. It was probably about 10 years ago. I was clear down in Salt Lake City, Utah, and something, it was just like a force that drove me. I don't know what it was. I still can't explain it, but something happened, and I had to take my friend up to Riverton, Wyoming, and I drove him all the way up there, and I didn't take nobody with me. I just went by myself, and I was at his mom's house, and I was in the shower, and something told me to look outside the shower, and so I looked outside the shower, and there was a Indian woman standing there in, like, her leather, and her hair was done, and she had beads, you know, and everything on, and we communicated through our minds. We didn't communicate, like, by talking, and I thought she was telling, I thought she was saying to find a psychic in the area, and she was telling me to find a shaman in the area. So I went through this big old ordeal, and I ended up in this sweat lodge, and it was the most magicalist, coolest thing I ever have done in my life. It was just amazing. And ever since then, I've just felt drawn, like, to shamanism, and I have animal healing cards and stuff like that, and I'm white as could be, but I feel like I'm put here to do something with shamanism or whatever.
I make a joke because my ancestry is 100% Polish. So, you know, they call us Polak. So I said, well, you know,
yeah.
I'm a Polakota.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel that. I just
wonderful.
Don't know if it was me.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You guys have a good day.
You too.
You know, I have to say, there's something about showers because I don't know whether it's the flow of water, which is a psychic conductor.
Yes.
But a lot of times when I am getting ready to, spirit plays chicken with me all the time, last minute stuff. So sometimes I'll be looking for inspiration for a sermon for a church service, and I'll be showering, getting ready for church. And that's when they give me the information in the shower.
Well, don't you think that energetically that clears you?
It
and
does.
That's something that, you know, even with spiritual healing, the idea of after you've done healing,
you
clean and
you
clear.
Cleanse. Yeah, and it opens you.
And you can do that through meditation.
And
ask your angels and guides to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's, showers, baths.
And psychic conduction. So she's had that inspiration in the shower. I get my sermons in the shower. There's a story, speaking of medicine then, there was one who was dating. You know, he didn't want his dates to know what he was into.
Oh.
So he brought one date home, and he was a medicine man, so the spirits have stronger manifestation ability with him. So he has his girlfriend over at his place, and she went into the shower, and one of his male spirits appeared in the bathroom while she was in the shower. She goes, "Who's that man? I'm never coming back here again."
She got scared off.
Yes, she did. She got scared off, and she was out of the picture.
Yeah.
And that
yes.
is a shower story, a true one about the shower. Oh.
That's hilarious. I know we have another caller. We'll just take this one real quickly, and then hopefully we'll have some time to do the song. 4478, again, caller ending in 4478. Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Maybe they are gone.
Maybe they are gone. I heard
a
hello.
Voice. Yeah.
I heard a hello. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Linda from Ohio.
Hi, Linda. And what did you want to share today?
Well, I have a question, sort of. I was listening, about the six directions in the lodge, sweat lodge, but something struck me. You said the four directions on the west side, they can connect with your relatives better. Is that correct?
All of the direction songs, I use the west because that's where the song starts. So the song is, look to the west, and there are your relatives there waiting to help you. Then look to the north, where there are your relatives waiting to help you. And they do it in each direction. I just started with the west. But after the west, you have a similar verse for each of the other directions. Usually the song will start west, north, east, south, above, and then Mother Earth. And with each direction, you basically say the same thing. In that direction are your relatives. But since you asked, there are different qualities in each of the directions. So in the west, the color usually is black, which is what, when the sun sets, it gets dark. So the black color of the west. And in that direction, we say there are the Wakinoyate, which means the thunder being nations, because from the west in this area, the rains come, which cleanse the earth. In that direction, there are a lot of helper spirits that are associated with the west, including the stone spirits and the horse nation. And then if you go to the north, some people use white for the color of the north, and other use red for the color of the north, because we incarnate on the medicine wheel from the north and walk a spiritual path. So in the north, we have the buffalo nation that helps us. In the east, there's an elk nation that helps us and teaches us about relationships. There's also in the east symbology. We're talking about symbolism.
Yeah.
The symbolism is dawning. You know, it dawns in the east. Mm-hmm. There's guidance in the east. There's enlightenment in the east. The morning star of knowledge, called the Huichaxbionpo, is in the east. So that direction has those qualities. In the south, in this area, things grow best in the summer. That's the season of the south. The sun is highest. There's growth. So you pray for growth in the south. It's also, interestingly enough, you can use it. Some people use white as the color of the south because it is said that when we come in this earth, we're looking where we're heading into the spirit world. And when we go on the spirit world, we go on a white road. The red road is the road of our blood, of color of Mother Earth is red. That's the physical road. When we look to the south, if you look at night up in the south, you see the white road of the Milky Way. So it says when we go to the spirit world, we walk on the right white road of the Milky Way.
Mm.
And so each direction has its own symbolism.
Right. Wonderful. I think that's valuable knowledge for anybody who wants to work in that way.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you'll be guided to the right teachers, the right books, just the way Neil has. in your own way, you've definitely been drawn to all of those. And did you want to do a song?
Sure.
Would you like to do that?
Yes, it's morning.
It's morning.
So we greet the morning with a song in Lakota. It goes, and I'll give you the words, and then I'll do the song. It goes, Ampo hinapre. So Ampo hinapre means as the dawn or as the morning comes. Ampo is morning, and hinapre is as it comes out. Ampo hinapre. Let's see. Ampo hina peki. Ekta ni tunkashila. Tunkashila is a name for grandfather. It actually doesn't have a gender. It's an ancient spirit parent, thing. So ekta is toward. So in the morning, toward your grandfather, chekiayo, pray.
Mm.
Chanupa ki wakanyelo means with this sacred pipe, which is an instrument that they use to pray. It's like we're using a microphone here to reach out. The sacred pipe is their microphone to spirit, you know. Chanupa ki wakanyelo, this pipe is sacred. Yuha chekiayo, with it pray.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in the dawning, look toward your grandfather and pray.
Mm-hmm.
With this sacred pipe as an instrument, as a microphone, use it. It is sacred, and pray.
Yes.
So in the morning, I'm giving myself room.
I'll give you some space here.
So it goes, Ampo hina peki ekta neto ila cheki ayo hei chanupa ki wa kaye. So you can sing that song in the morning, and it's just a morning prayer, recognizing that the spirits are there listening to your prayers all day long.
Yeah.
And if you want to use the chanupa, the sacred pipe, you can use that as an amplifier.
Yeah. That's really beautiful. I'm so glad that you shared that song. I think people are probably going to want to replay the video so they can hear it again. Because it's beautiful.
Thank
very,
you.
Very beautiful. And song does bring spirit in.
Absolutely.
That's something that has been in spiritualism a big part.
To raise the vibration.
Absolutely.
You
know, in a church service, those hymns aren't just to to sing. They're call in spirit and call in that divine connection
and
in an aware way.
And the spirit will take that energy from the song and use it to do things with it in materialization, and sometimes in the lodge you'll actually see visible signs in the physical of the spirit's presence. You'll feel them.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can actually see little lights.
Ignore that.
Okay.
So yeah, you see spirit lights, and there are definitely spirit experiences that people
absolutely
come out of a lodge with.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have a lodge, there are many prayers that help you to be centered and to kind of embrace that, the great mystery. I think that's a wonderful thing that Native Americans, the Cherokees, I think, they specialize in calling it great mystery. Is that
great
right?
Mystery? A lot of people call it great mystery.
Yeah.
Actually, Wakatanka the Lakota, Wakan means something mysterious. Tanka means big, a big mysterious, the great mystery.
The great
so
mystery.
So even in Lakota language, Wakatanka means the great mysterious mystery.
Yeah.
Which is beyond what we can say. Now, we use Wakatanka for great spirit as an English translation. We use Tunkashila also as Father, Mother, God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, so, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, kind of different aspects.
Sure.
So Wakatanka is one aspect. Tunkashila is another aspect. Takushkanshkan, the movement force, is another aspect. So there's all kinds of different things. And that's not only in Lakota and Dakota Sioux spirituality, but also Cherokee, as you mentioned, Cheyenne,
yes,
a lot of them. There are hundreds of different tribes. Each one has their own take on it, but in general, they all recognize that there's something beyond the physical.
Yes, and that they honor their ancestors, and they honor Great Spirit as the pinnacle of understanding, right?
Yes, I mean, in all of them, and they call it parent. I mean, you know, we're related. It's a relative of ours.
Yes, I was reading Dr. Charles Eastman. I'm sorry, Charles Alexander Eastman.
Yes.
He wrote the book, The Soul of the Indian. Have you read that one before?
No.
You've heard of it probably.
No, but he is Native American.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he talked about how the original attitude of the American Indian toward the eternal, the great mystery that surrounds and embraces us, was as simple as it was exalted. To him, it was the supreme conception, bringing with it the fullest measure of joy and satisfaction possible in this life. And so it was a silent, solitary form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the sweat lodge, you have your group, but
right,
you know, in a lot of Native American practices, there are group things that they do.
There's also several other ceremonies. One is a solitary fast by yourself out in the woods, speaking with spirits alone.
Oh.
And we're having, actually, there are several, what are called a vision quest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vision quest on the Seneca Nation Reservation, which is right near here, coming up this weekend and for 4 days. People go out and fast for a maximum of 4 days. No food, no water, 4 days. And
voluntarily.
Another, yes. there are other vision quests going on in this area, as well as particularly before Sundance, people go to prepare themselves for this 4-day big ceremony, and they'll do a vision quest before the Sundance. So there's a lot of vision quests that will be going on all over the country, because there's a lot of Sundance ceremonies in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So people will go out on vision quest a month or two before to prepare.
And sometimes
themselves,
through rigor, people find out who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you get
the rigor of
sometimes
it.
Nothing happens for 4 days, and other times it's like, okay, I learned something about myself.
Well, I wanted to mention real quickly, because there is that Native American Spirituality Week that's coming up from Friday, August 17th to Friday, August 24th. If you want more information about that, you can look at the LilydaleAssembly.org website, or if you have one of these paper copies. But I think you could get more information on the website.
You can, much more information
in
on the website.
To let you know.
So go check it out on the catalog if it's written, but go on the website for more detail. And in addition, which is not mentioned in the website, some of the Native Americans there, like in early July, I have Vinny Nahr is coming up to do ceremonies. He's also doing them at my house.
Mm-hmm.
In August, during Native American Week, we have Wind Daughter doing shamanic journeying. She's doing a pipe carrier's dance at my house.
Mm-hmm.
We have Warfield Moose, who's doing wiping of tears ceremony, which is a way of grieving
mm-hmm.
when you lose a loved one here. And Lilydale is going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing 4 ceremonies at my house that are absolutely amazing. They're called Uweepi ceremonies. They happen in the dark, which allows you to see the spirit manifestations on the physical plane. It's totally incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He is so popular, and his ceremonies are so wonderful. I only have 2 spaces left because he's filled.
So, yeah, Neil does a lot at his house outside of Lilydale, but you know, as far as wanting to know what's happening in Lilydale, you can certainly check that out. And there are a lot of wonderful events coming up for Lilydale, and I'm glad that Neil was able to share with us today about the Native American spirituality. It's been wonderful. Our next show next week, Wednesday, May 30th, will be Experiencing the Miraculous with my father, Bill White, and he has experienced miracles. So, and you know, it's your opportunity.
Here in Lilydale.
Yeah. And you can also call in and share about your own miracle next week. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Oh, if anybody wants to know Neil's website, it's your name, right? Neil Zitkowski.
Yeah. .com.
So if anybody wants to check Neil out, you can do that there. And be sure to share and like this video and tune in next week. Thank you so much, Neil, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. And, my pleasure.
And thank you all those kind listeners out there. Bye-bye.
So I didn't know what time we were at. So I'm glad you did that.